Media Pro Studios.
Hi, I'm Gail Gibson, accredited master performance coach, international speaker, podcast host, and author. Known as the Can Do Coach, I thrive on enabling leaders to step up, shake it off, and shine. Welcome to my podcast, The Can Do Way. My guests from across the globe have can-do stories of growth, resilience, and success to share. Tune in and be inspired by these individuals who have developed a strong can-do approach. Each one of their stories is unique. Each one of their stories has a key message.
Hello, I'm Gail Gibson, and welcome to my podcast, The Can Do Way. In this episode today, I'm talking to SEO specialist Brandon Leibowitz. Now, Brandon has run and operated SEO Optimizers since 2007, and this is a digital marketing company that focuses on helping small and medium-sized businesses get more online traffic, which in turn converts into clients, sales, leads, etc. So let's find out more about Brandon, and welcome to the show today.
Thank you for having me on.
Most welcome. So if we can get started then, Brandon, if you can take the listeners on a short walk through your life and give them just a glimpse of your background and how you got started and what drives your passion for the work that you deliver today.
I've been involved with digital marketing since 2007, helping people get more traffic to their website using digital marketing. I got my degree in business marketing, and the first job I got out of school, so I'm going to come out with their digital marketing. And I didn't really know much about it. They said, don't worry, we don't know much either. We're going to learn alongside you and take you to classes and workshops and seminars, which I thought was interesting. So decided to check that out. And after working there for a few months, just kind of realized this is the future. Everyone's probably going to have a website, and there's a lot of different ways to get traffic, such as SEO, social media. You can run paid ads, you can do email marketing, and all that stuff works. But I actually stuck more with the SEO side of things because it's a way to get free traffic. And I thought, why spend money on paid ads if you could get up there for free? And over the years, worked at different advertising agencies as a director of SEO. And before work or after work and on my lunch breaks, I'd work on my own company and built it up to where I was able to eventually quit my job and focus solely on this, and been doing that ever since.
Fantastic. Fantastic. You know, what gave you that first spark to say you wanted to work for yourself?
I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit growing up in high school, started a skateboard clothing company, and always knew that I wanted to have my own company someday, but didn't really know what it would be, but fell into this, the SEO and digital marketing side of things, and realized this is the future. And this is a great way to work and be able to work full time for a company and also be able to do freelance work and build that freelance portfolio up to eventually being able to quit my job. And that's what I did. So kind of just fell into it, but really enjoy helping people get that free traffic.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I love that energy that you bring, just describing why you got into it and becoming that entrepreneur that you did. Were there any examples set to you? Did you have parents or some family or somebody close to you that was in business for themselves, or becoming an entrepreneur just stood out for you as the way that you wanted to build your life?
Well, I probably had some friends, parents that were entrepreneurs, or some family members that were doing their own thing, and kind of inspired me to see that if they could do it, I could probably do it and see what could happen and test it out and test waters and see how people respond. And it all just kind of fell into place and worked out for the best part.
Cool. Cool. Sounds great. Sounds like a good journey so far. But if we go back to the start, you know, you said you were working for somebody else, and then you were in a position to actually start running your own business, which has now been going since 2007. What were some of the initial challenges you may have faced, and how did you win through those challenges as you were growing the business?
It was tough to run a business, starting the business, finding clients, kind of doing everything at the beginning was a lot and a big task, but over time I was able to build up my reputation and build up my clientele, where word of mouth started spreading and was much easier to get business. And by just trying to run everything, setting everything up, it's not the easiest thing. It's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth the work and time and effort, but it is much more work than working full time for a company, because now everything's on you and you have to do everything and manage everything and hiring people, finding employees. It's all a lot of work, but it is worth it in the end.
And was there ever a time for you that one of your challenges was even harder for you to get through? So it really tested you and you really had to maybe seek support to get through? Or are you just somebody who finds a way through these challenges when you face them?
Well, hiring employees is always a tough one. Finding good quality employees is never easy. So mm-hmm. that one was something that was very tough and it still is tough to this day. But having mentors and people around me that could help give me support and give me ideas and tips and advice of what's worked for them in the past has really helped out. So helping find good employees that, well, setting up like systems and processes to help train the employees has been really helpful, like making videos to train them. That way mm-hmm. I don't have to keep teaching them and could just record it one time and have them watch it back anytime and they could watch it and learn and see how to do things efficiently.
Right. And you know, you're saying that you've had the business now since 2007. You know, it's a long time to be in business, and I'm a few years ahead of you on that one, having been in business for about 18 years now. So what do you think is the secret to you being in business this length of time? What do you do? What would you say is your spark of magic that keeps people, A, working for you, but you continually building and growing the business year on year?
No, that's just been me wanting to, well, I didn't quit my job at first. So I worked full-time for companies and advertising agencies, and we work on my own company here there for probably about maybe like 8-9 years. So I didn't just take the leap of faith right away. I built it up and built it up and built it up to where eventually I was pretty comfortable and stable with enough clients that I was making more than I was making at these advertising agencies. I said, all right, let me take the jump and go ahead first and quit my job about 5-6 years ago. But definitely enjoy just helping people. Google is always changing, which makes it interesting and keeps me on my toes because it's not the same thing every single day, which is really helpful. And mm-hmm. it's kind of like a game trying to like figure out what Google is looking for and how to how to make Google happy, essentially.
Yeah, sure. I think that's the thing, isn't it? And it's a key message that you're sharing about that lifelong learning. You know, when we develop a passion for something, and your business is your passion, you've made it last this long and you've turned it into something special for you and also your clients. But it's that continued learning. So what do you do to continue that learning? You said there you want to stay ahead and see what Google's looking for. What else do you do to keep learning yourself in this world of SEO?
Definitely reading articles and blogs and watching videos and podcasts and going in forums and Facebook groups and anywhere where I could talk to other people and just get ideas and bounce ideas off of them to see what's working, what's not working, and just constantly testing, trying things out and playing around with things. And yeah, just trying to see what works, because it's not like be like a detective and try to reverse engineer and try to figure out what your competitors are doing and how are they doing it and how do I get Google to trust me like they trust my competitors. But it's a lot of detective work and just trying to learn and test. I mean, that's the best way, is really test and take action. Don't just listen or watch or read, but actually take action, which most people don't take action. They just learn, but you have to test it out to see what's working, what's not working. And that's the best way to really grow and learn.
Yeah, for sure. I couldn't agree more. It's that trial and error that we lead with if we're willing to take some of those risks. And I think they're the greatest gifts that we can ever give ourselves because we learn so much from them as well. So if you were, I mean, do you get the opportunity then, Brandon, to mentor any younger people coming up through the ranks of building their own SEO businesses?
I haven't mentored anyone doing their own SEO business, but I've mentored some people about business in general and given some tips and advice, but trying to just help out as much as possible, even though I might not be the most qualified, but try to give tips about marketing to people and how they could grow their exposure and visibility. And mm-hmm. that's more where I could try to help out with that growth side of things, where give them tips about what works, what doesn't work, and how to get them in front of the right people at the right moment when they're actually looking for their product or service.
Yes. And what about helping people to think about, you know, as we shared, we've both got that longevity of the businesses that we have. And what would you say to younger people who are now stepping into this world of the digital, the web, SEO world? What does it take to become a success in that world?
I would say to be successful, you just need to be persistent and not get discouraged if you don't see the immediate results or those rankings, because SEO and digital marketing take time. So you have to be patient and just know that it's not going to have that immediate results. And sometimes it takes a lot longer than you would expect. But as long as you're sending the right signals to the search engines, they're going to start trusting you over time. It's just patience with a lot of stuff is that growth side of things, and just not giving up and not getting discouraged if you don't see what you're looking for right away, because everything takes time. It's not immediate. I mean, sometimes people go viral, but for the most part, things take time to get that growth and trust. And just don't get discouraged if you're not getting to the level that you want to be at immediately. As long as you keep working at it and building it up, you'll get there eventually.
That's great advice. Really great advice for younger people who may be thinking of, you know, not just stepping into the world of web and SEO, but stepping into business and becoming an entrepreneur. It really does take patience. It takes time. And you learn so much about yourself as well. So thank you for sharing that. So, Brandon, when you're not working, what do you like to do?
Well, I like to travel, go down to the beach or go to the mountains, go snowboarding and hang out with friends and family. Know, mm-hmm. Concerts, and just try to get that work-life balance and get that disconnect so you're not stuck behind the computer all day, because working in the digital side of the field, you're kind of stuck behind the computer. So it's good to get that disconnect and mm-hmm. get out in nature and just enjoy the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is that something you have always done throughout your career, or do you find that you're doing more of it now?
No, I've always done it throughout my career. Making sure you have that work-life balance is really important, but sometimes you get stuck with work and get sucked into it and forget to step out and get that disconnect away from the computer. So try to do it as much as possible to make sure to get that balance in life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And as far as you're stressing the point that work-life balance is really key to you, how much do you protect that time now and actually say to yourself, you know, I'm doing this because I want to disconnect so I can clear my head, I can clear my thoughts, I can perhaps become a bit more curious and creative. How much do you protect that time that you do step away?
Definitely make sure to be able to do that during the day at least, and set some alarms to make sure that I know to step away sometimes, because you get stuck behind that computer and mm-hmm. sometimes you forget, but just making sure that you're able to get that disconnect and get away. That's really, really important.
And what's been the favorite thing that you've been doing in the last couple of weeks? What's been that go-to for you to step away?
Oh, to snowboard. And we got a lot of snow over here in California the past couple months. And just trying to take advantage of all that snow before it melts away.
Sure, sure, before the season changes. Where do you like to ski or snowboard?
I like to go to Mammoth Mountain, so live kind of close to there. It's not too far, and it's really, really good snow.
Fantastic, fantastic. I have seen quite a few big snowfalls on Yosemite still, just some photographs in the recent month or so, and it's been huge still. So making the most of it while it's there, I think, is really important for you. So you've talked about your journey, you've talked about that resilience in you, you've talked about what you do to win through those challenges, but also sharing your thoughts with the listeners about how you can really sustain that focus and drive and your positive mindset, which is what you do when you step away. So how would you bring that all together then, Brandon? And what are your three can-do tips you'd like to leave the listeners with today?
I would say get a mentor. This is very helpful and really helps speed things up and lets you learn from their mistakes and avoid their mistakes, hopefully, and see what works for them. And that will definitely help out. And just being patient with everything and knowing that digital marketing takes time. It's not immediate. But as long as you keep working at it, you'll start seeing that traction and results, and just being persistent and just having that drive and determination to make it succeed, because doesn't always work out in your favor, but as long as you keep pushing through and trying and testing and pushing through new ways, it will eventually work out. It's just sometimes you have to have those road bumps and you've got to push through and not get discouraged and use some of those lessons that you can learn from and not mistakes that cause you to fail.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for sharing those. And my final question for you then is, why do you feel a can-do attitude is absolutely essential in business and life?
It's all about what you put out there. And if you're being negative and not being positive all the time, then, you know, feed off to other people. And that's what's going to happen is you're going to surround yourself with negativity and you don't want that. So gotta be positive and look at the bright side of things and just try to be as motivational as you can. Sometimes things are tough, but you've got to understand that it's only temporary and it will pass by and things will get better in the long run. But just got to be aware that not everything is going to be great. You just have to just learn from those road bumps and just be able to be pushing through.
Right. Yes, I love that. Being able to push through, that's what it's all about. So thank you so much, Brandon. It's been really interesting to talk to you and to hear. I can hear the energy in your voice as you talk about not only your business, but just the way that you run your lifestyle as well around your business. So I think the listeners will take a great deal from what you've shared today. Is there anything you wanted to add? Do you have anything you'd like to share with the listeners that I can include in the show notes for you?
Well, I create a special gift for everyone. So anyone that wants to learn more, if they go to my website at SEOoptimizers.com, that's SEOoptimizers.com. They can find that gift there along with my contact information and a bunch of classes I've done over the years I've thrown up for free so they can watch those and see step-by-step how to do a lot of stuff. And also if they want to book some time on my calendar, they could do that as well for a free website analysis. I'm happy to check out their website from an SEO point of view and give them some feedback about what's working, what's not working, and how they could step themselves to that level that they want to be at.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And I will include your social media, most social media handles in the show notes as well. And so once again, just like to say thank you so much for being my guest today on The Can Do Way. Thank you very much, Brandon.
Thank you for having me on today.
Most welcome. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to my podcast, The Can Do Way. Do you live and breathe the can do attitude? Since 2019, my podcast has gifted listeners across the globe access to an incredible selection of guests with stories to refresh your perspective, bring you joy, and inspire can do positivity. Always curious and with an insatiable appetite for a good yarn, I invite you to be a guest on my weekly show. If you have an inspiring perspective, a life-changing experience, or an intriguing story to share, then drop me an email at gailmgibson.com. Until next week's show, do share the inspiration of the Can Do Way podcast with your friends, colleagues, and clients, and wherever you are listening from in the world. Remember to make every day an amazing can-do day.